Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good morning, Houston, Texas. You've been waiting all this year. It's the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Christmas party at Nick's Place. Rocky Ridge at Westheimer. Offensive line drills, eggnog chug, so many events you don't want to miss out. And what else are you going to do on a Friday before Christmas? Work? Please. Now, let's get this thing off right in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at Nick's Place by introducing your play-by-play commentator, John Granato, your color commentator, Lance Zerline, and your jaded referee, Del Olaleya.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Are you kidding me? Nick, we filled it up even before. At 6:30, these guys started rolling in here.
And they're drinking.
They're ready to drink, baby.
They're all drinking Trulies.
The Coors Lights are flying.
They're all having White Claws and Trulies.
Except that guy with
no,
that
these
one.
Are, these, this is kind of a beer crowd.
Hey, Mulvaney.
A beer and bourbon
stop
crowd.
Already. All right, with that beer. Let's start. Let's get our Coors Lights going on here at Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge. I'm telling you, I don't know that you're going to have a seat in this side. You can get over to Europe, but we are filling up already here at Nick's Place. As always, our Christmas party, it's a celebration of the year. It is, we really appreciate y'all coming out.
A celebration of the listeners is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our one of our only chances to get to see all you guys in mass, guys, girls. We appreciate it. Sorry there's no Gilbert. He's got an ear exam today. He's going to the ear doctor today. Isn't that what he is? Yeah, he's the ear doctor. So
it would have cost him $250. Well,
yeah,
to
that's a cancellation fee.
Right.
So
unless you guys wanted to come up with the $250, Gilbert's not going to be here. So no Jennifer Reyna.
I would have kicked in to have Gilbert.
I would have too,
but not to have to drive him back home.
I would have too, but then no Jennifer Reyna. No,
I know.
Yeah,
I
no,
know.
It blows.
It's on Gilbert.
But this is totally on Gilbert. But Jeremy Piven will be here today.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven is going to stop on by. He is one of many great comedians. Well, I don't know how good Jeremy Piven is, but we do know.
I mean, he's had a long career.
Yeah.
I didn't know that much about the stand-up. That's the difference.
No, I didn't either. I went and looked it up, and you know, here he is. He's touring the country.
He's doing stand-up stuff now, but obviously he was huge with Entourage and many other shows. I'm going to ask him about a movie he did years ago, like in the early 90s, called PCU, Politically Correct University. It was a way over-the-top thing about you know, it's kind of the crunchy PC stuff. But now I'm going to ask him, does it feel kind of Black Mirror-ish when you look at the world now? You say, wow, that seemed tame back then.
And
we were kind of making fun going over the top, and now it falls way short of some of the crazy stuff we see. So he was part of that. I want to ask him about that. But, yeah, Jeremy Piven will be here. But Nick's is the home for comedy. We've had, in a three-year span, we had Norm Macdonald, Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Jim Jeffries, Patrice O'Neill, right here in some of the seats you guys are sitting in. Remember when Norm Macdonald?
Yeah.
God rest Norm's soul.
He was hitting on our interns.
No. There were two. No, it was just two girls.
who were
just watching it. They were just there.
Hey, what are you doing?
Were they interns? I don't think they were interns.
I think they were interns.
Were they?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't matter because Norm was equal opportunity.
Yeah.
He didn't care. What are you guys doing? You like comedy?
like,
say we could do a show back at the hotel. Tight 15, a set. You can go watch my tight 15.
They didn't seem interested.
No, they weren't. Yeah. So this is just another in a long line of Knicks. Hey, Rich Little was here. Ron Jeremy was here. He did stand up too.
he did stand up.
Well.
Sit down. He did.
Well, he's not sitting down anymore. He's in prison.
Yeah. That's.
I don't think he can't sit down anymore.
We don't joke about that.
No, we don't. No.
We don't joke about going to prison.
Oh no. Anyway, so we have got. This is. This has been a great year. It really has been. I mean, sports-wise in Houston, I we won the World Series, obviously. That was awesome.
Right.
But I don't remember a bigger turnaround for our teams than we've had this year.
It's our best year since 2019 as a sports city. 19, the Astros go to the World Series, losing Game 7. We call that the A.J. Hinch game. It should be known as the Zach Greinke game because of how good he was. Also, it's known as the Will Harris game.
And the Garrett Cole sitting on the in the bullpen game.
Yeah, there's a lot of different games that was. I also caught running back to my car with sideways rain at 42 degrees after the game because you can't get an Uber because you got to just sprint basically through that horrific storm after game set. That's the worst way to lose. You can deal with that when you win. So you're like, I don't care. I'll get to my car however I get to my car. When you lose a Game 7 and A.J. Hinch wouldn't go to your guy, that was bad. But 19, they went to the World Series, one game away from winning it. You had the Texans were in the playoffs.
Another series where they couldn't win a home game. Well, that's unbelievable.
The Texans was when you lost in Kansas City, but you won the first round of the playoffs. You won your division. It's a good year. And then, of course, Rockets, you got to the playoffs. You always got to the playoffs with James Harden. So it was a good year to follow Houston sports. This is the first time we're at Nick's place. It's the first time we're doing a Christmas show in many years now, in 4 years. This is the first time in the last 4 years that it's meant something in December.
Yeah.
That we're excited about stuff in December. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Although, did you see the signing? Like, are we all still playing baseball next year? Did you see the signing overnight?
Oh.
Yeah. Yamamoto, in case you didn't know, signed with the LA Dodgers. It's a deferred $500 billion deal.
Yeah.
It'll pay him $6 billion in about 50 years.
I mean,
are you going to finally say that this is going to say they have to fix this?
Huh?
Are you going to say they have to fix this now?
No.
So they can't have Yamamoto.
That's what the Mets did this last year and they sucked.
Hold on.
Who cares?
Because these pitchers aren't 40 years old. Yamamoto, you've got Shohei, you've got Glasnow. That's all on the same team. How do they afford this?
Well, first of all,
you're not supposed to be able to get all those guys for that amount of money.
Yeah, the Mets did this and everybody was up in arms.
No.
The Dodgers ain't going to win anything. I'm going to tell you this
right
now.
Is this,
they ain't winning nothing.
My point. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
They ain't winning nothing. They're the Dodgers. Okay. They don't win unless there's a pandemic. Unless we start some kind of
They've got some trophies, but I don't know if I would just write the Dodgers off right now. I'm not sure that's what Vegas is doing, writing off the Dodgers. Can we put some rules in play? Can we actually enforce some rules so you can't sign 100 billion guys?
I don't care who else they sign. Los Angeles is not going to win a thing, okay? Not a thing.
Did you catch that? That fell flat.
What?
Oh, that was terrible.
They're not going to win anything.
That's one that you will go home regretting.
I don't regret anything.
Yeah, even over the beers.
I said Los Angeles is not going to win anything, all right? That's what I said, and I meant it. Nothing. They are not going to win a thing, and I promise you, they will not be carrying a trophy this November. Next November, they will not be because they're going to have injury in everything else. Nobody cares. The Dodgers always fall flat, so no worries about it. As a matter of fact, I like the Astros better. If you want to know the truth, the Astros. I hope they play the Dodgers. I hope they play the Dodgers.
We got our players moving away from Houston.
Well,
the guy's just like, I think I'm moving out of Houston.
That's all right.
What? You got games here. That's a long trip.
Bregman. Alex Bregman's going to commute from Scottsdale. That's all right.
I guess
we ain't worried about it. That's all right. Anyway, you know what? It's been a pretty damn good year.
It has.
The best things that have happened to Houston this year. C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
D'Amico Ryans.
Yes.
Ime Udoka.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The three. What's after that?
After that would be After that, I don't know. Do you guys have one peanut crowd? I know peanut gallery. I know y'all got
the rise of Yiner.
Yeah, Espada. We got instead of Brad Ausmus.
So
I'll take my.
So there's a guy
right now.
Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com did his most underrated players.
Italians are everywhere now. Have been around forever. Castrovince.
We've always been dominating.
Tommy and DeVito and like. So many Italians all
he did a list of the best major leaguers that didn't win any awards this offseason.
Yeah.
And Bobby Witt, Ketel Marte, Josh Naylor. Jordan won an award. He was all MLB.
Oh, you're counting that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he's got the Astros.
Yiner Diaz, Rookie of the Year.
Nope. Yeah, Yiner Diaz won. He actually finished in the Rookie of the Year.
But he didn't win.
No, but he was, I don't know.
That counts,
actually,
too?
He had Chaz as the Astro, the best Astro. He had him as the outfielder. He had Wilson Contreras.
Oh, so every
catcher.
Team had a best
no,
player
no, no,
who didn't
no,
win
no,
something.
No. Every position had one. Wilson Contreras won catcher, and Chaz McCormick won, it was in the outfield, along with Brandon Nimmo and Nolan Jones. Chaz McCormick this past year, he said, hey, he had a 273, 353, 489, 22 homers and 70 RBIs in 457 at-bats. If he plays a full season, if Pawpaw wasn't here and he plays a full season like he should have and gotten all the at-bats he should have, he could have won awards this year.
Yeah, but so could Yiner Diaz. Well, now do Yiner Diaz.
Yeah, no, Yiner was
there
as well.
Better with fewer at-bats.
Yeah, right. No. But Wilson Contreras had was also a guy, and Wilson Contreras had a big year. So anyway,
forever, our guy was a rookie.
Yeah. Anyway, things are still looking up for our Astros, despite the fact that every guy whose contract is up, we lose. Jim Crane continues to dominate and spend a boatload of money. Okay. Right,
company man.
Don't
you call him company man?
Yeah. You don't think?
Let me tell you what. We would never see you in the Diamond Club again. Jim's got to start spending more.
You think he's bought cheap, like a couple trips to spring training on the private Doesn't jet? And won't say,
I am not
say
kidding
a damn thing about Jim Crane.
I am not
on Southwest. Yes. We'll get him.
I'm not getting my Diamond Club.
You already
Club
know pizza in the Southwest
a pizza
flight.
And a trip on Southwest.
I'm not getting my Diamond Club revoked for you two. I can tell you that right now.
Jim Crane continues to spin out
continues
the
to dominate.
And oh really?
I'll take the Astros right now.
Yamamoto and over that All-Star team they're assembling illegally in Los Angeles.
We're going to run Jake Myers out there and I'm taking him right now.
Oh, you two are scared of the Dodgers.
Chaz McCormick's the best baseball player
not talked about. You girls are afraid.
You were scared of the Titans. Okay. Don't tell us about being afraid.
Scared
I wasn't
Mariners.
Afraid of the Titans.
You were
afraid
one time of scared Titans. Of the A's.
I was afraid of Davis Mills.
The Mariners, the Titans, the A's, all of them.
I was afraid of Davis
terror.
Mills.
A long list of Christmas terror.
All right, who wants to play Flip Cup? Who can play Flip Cup? And you're going to win two tickets. But you also have to want to go to the A&M OSU game.
That's fine.
Okay, that's a bowl game, Texas Bowl.
If you aren't an Aggie, you know an Aggie.
All right. Yeah.
That's a lock.
You're going to get two tickets. Here's the deal. You drink a beer, flip a cup. You can't. You're going to make him drink a six-pack?
No.
Oh, just a sip. Just one sip.
But you have to finish your
bottle.
Beer.
Not the bottle.
You got to finish your beer, though.
You have to finish the bottle by the end.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Who wants to play Flip Cup? I need two.
All right. We got one and one. There we go.
There you go. We got them right here. You're going to go to the Texas Bowl if you win. Are you any good at Flip Cup? Yeah. All right. We'll do it on the other side.
My man raced up here like he's a heavy favorite. Minus 360.
You got a minus
three. I got it. Are you good at Flip Cup? Yes.
All right.
I mean, somebody's practiced.
Houston Powder. Remember when Cody was here? He cheated. Remember Cody cheating?
What did he do?
He
just
Cody?
Pick it up and
he
do
turned,
that?
Remember?
Stutes?
Who's Stutes. Stutes. He cheated he right here.
Who's that?
You two don't have any.
How? What did he do?
Who's that?
He cheated at Flip Cup.
How did he cheat? What did he do?
I don't think it was. I don't know what he did.
We're
I don't
not, know what he you know this is radio. We can't talk about the dearly departed.
He's That's not like, dead.
Kinda.
He's not
no.
Dead. Oh, he's not dead.
He's just dearly. He's not departed.
Well, you know.
Have you seen him?
No, I haven't seen
him.
I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Here's the deal is right now I want to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. Those are my peeps. That's my peeps. Robin is spectacular. She is so good at what she does. Robin is the best. And here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to get that patio furniture, look at how you want it to look. Robin is here for you. And Robin is going to – she's going to be part of the process at some point. You can send her a picture. You can send Robin a picture, and she will tell you whether or not you can save that patio furniture. Oh, it doesn't have to be patio furniture. It could be boats. It could be car parts. It could be anything that's metal. Maybe you have an old refrigerator that you just feel like, oh, my goodness, this was my grandma's or something, whatever the case may be. Or you like old stuff and metal stuff, but it's rusting out, and you need Houston Powder Coaters, and they can, whatever color it is, they can do it. They'll pick up. They'll deliver. pretty much, if you can hear us, you can get Houston Powder Coaters to come and pick up your stuff and deliver it back to you absolutely free. You, this holiday season, think about getting that stuff done. Maybe use it as a Christmas present. Houston Powder Coaters is going to fix your stuff, and we'll pay for it. All at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights and fish.
We got weights and fish.
There we go. Oh!
And we are back to the Mobile Fairytex Community Bank Studios at our annual Christmas party. Yo, man, I keep seeing Dell constantly shake his head back and forth in dismay and disgust.
We know you, we recognize you, and we hate you for what you're doing.
It's John and Lance.
High school girl, yeah. Right there. There she is. She's right there. How about that?
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Who did you love?
She calls me Chance. Get over here. Yeah. Now let her have that mic real quick.
All right.
Hold on a second. She's the one. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Alyssa.
Alyssa.
So if you guys have never heard, Alyssa, I guess, called when I was on vacation, when I was out of town. She called, and then my wife's running a Berlin marathon. I'm getting up, getting ready to celebrate her. And I check my text. You know, I'm 7 hours ahead. I check text messages. Alyssa just schooled Lance. Alyssa, we need Alyssa to replace Lance. He can stay in Berlin. Alyssa, like, what? Yeah. Who is Alyssa and what just happened?
Right. I mean, I'm better.
And then,
whoa!
Sit in the chair.
Sit in the chair?
There you go. Sit in the chair, yeah.
Maybe I'm better.
So, and then I get back and I catch it in real life also on the show. Now, how are your grades this year?
Don't ask me that.
Well,
but what?
How are your grades? Yeah.
They're great.
You know what?
They're great.
Because you do too much talking and not enough studying. That's how come.
I'm sorry.
I already deal with
one. Do you like my shirt? I made it for you.
Let me see. Go Taylor's boyfriend. Taylor Smith?
Okay, Chance Berline. I need you to shut up. I need you to be quiet.
That's right. She's a Swiftie. Yeah. And that's why she called in.
Oh, because she's a Swiftie.
You're fine with Kelsey, right?
Yeah.
Now, what if he cheats on her? What happens?
Love songs.
He gets a song about him. That's what happens. What are you talking about?
No, they're going to get married.
You want to sing that song,
you think
Lance?
Get married?
Lance, you want to sing that song?
No, not with her here. I'm too nervous. I'm too nervous with Alyssa here. That'll live forever.
I make you nervous. I know.
I know.
Where's your son?
Don't worry. He's coming up here. The dribble package or the one that
with the hair.
The girl's like.
No, I want Maudie, actually.
Maudie's coming,
it's
too.
It's her show. Why is she not? Yes,
she's
she
coming,
is.
Too.
She's coming?
It's too early to wake her up.
Oh. She we gets need to play Heidi Ho Princess in honor of Gilbert.
How much of the show do you listen to?
A lot.
What are you in homeschooled? Like, you do know. Is she homeschooled?
No.
You do Where, know our show. Do you
go to? I go to Pearland.
Pearland, yeah. What about school?
Yeah!
But what about school? You already said you're doing terrible at school.
Well, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's all right.
Have you been suspended?
No, I actually listen to your show, and that's probably why I might get suspended soon.
Yeah, right. It might. Well,
during your classes, you're listening to the show.
So I've got one. I've got one son coming who has gone to detention 4 times already this year. He has 28 tardies. Yesterday, he picked up number 29, but that was because of my wife. And he got in trouble for something academically that was dishonest the other day. Do kids know that they can, like? We used to just be able to turn in whatever we wanted to, and it was fine. You can't plagiarize at all anymore.
No,
they'll just run it through some AI, and you're done.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right? Is that how does it work now?
My teacher made me go through a whole, like, media, like, a whole, like, test survey that was like, you will not plagiarize. You will not use ChatGPT. You will not use AI.
Yeah, but that's all fine and good, but they can actually check you for it, though.
Yes,
yeah.
They can, like, put it into AI and, like, ask if it's AI.
They can check your homework, too.
Uh-huh.
That sucks.
You can't cheat at all.
You can't cheat anymore, and it really hurts.
Sucks to be a kid now.
Yeah, but at least y'all get to turn your papers in, like,
anymore.
7 months later and still get
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So y'all don't learn anything. So that's why y'all are smart mouth.
Yeah. All right, Alyssa's
You can't
here.
Tell me nothing. I did end up getting an 80.
You turn it in 5 months later. It doesn't count. Turn it in on time.
John's trying to talk. The men are trying to talk here.
She's such a sass. You know what? This is what timeout does.
The men are trying to talk here.
When you opt to timeout instead of some good old-fashioned pops.
Let's play Flip Cup. What's your name?
Ooh.
Nick? Daniel, Nick and Daniel.
To the Texas Bowl, right?
Are going at it for the Texas Bowl, right?
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, Alyssa, stay there, and you can also get in on this.
Oh, I can.
You got to drink a beer.
No, you can't.
You got to drink, flip cup, drink, flip cup, drink, flip cup till it's gone. All right, are you ready? Marks, set, go.
There's one good drink.
No. Oh. See, that's how you cheat. Woo, that's good. That's good.
Oh, the pro is having trouble.
I thought you suck.
I'm so confused.
You
What's
said
the point
you were good.
Game?
You suck at this.
Don't worry, Alyssa. You'll learn these games in about 2 years.
All right.
Okay.
I'm 14, by the way.
There it is.
Okay. You'll learn about 3 or 4 years.
14.
I mean, you'll learn them. You won't suppose. You're not supposed to learn for 7 years.
Whoa. I was already playing flip cup at 14.
Oh, wait a minute now.
You're
he
behind.
Just needed to get in the rhythm. Oh, we got a little game going
look
here.
Look at him. We're tied at 3. Okay.
Guys, it's 7 a.m.
Go! Uh-oh, Daniel's taking the lead.
Wait a minute
Nick
now.
Nick is coming back.
I'm going to lie bet. I'm going to lie bet. Oh, no,
one
I don't want
to.
I'm lie betting on the guy with the Texans. Oh, he's
uh-oh,
done now.
You're
he's
done.
Cooked.
Daniel's.
But then you
got
to finish
your beer.
You got to finish your beer. Oh, here he comes. Hurry up. He's coming. Oh.
Nice job, Daniel.
Yay. Hooray.
Hooray.
Okay, if you're in your car right now, we don't care because we're watching Flip Cup and you're in your car. So
you
that's,
need to pull
that's,
up.
That's on you. That's right. Pull up. Alyssa's here. Your kid's really coming because she liked the one with the hair.
Yeah.
And his dribble package.
Mason.
All of them have the
he's
hair.
He's a little tall for you.
Now, Snacks.
He's,
she'll like Snacks
beautiful.
Better than the
he's probably
likes,
beautiful. Like his hair probably flows in the wind.
No, it doesn't. But he's got like an Edgar right now. It's not good.
Oh, never mind.
But yeah. But the other day we were at my daughter's like musical she did. She's part of the theater at Wildfish.
Me too.
Yeah. Imagine that. You're in theater. I can tell. You're so nervous around people. So anyway, some girl runs over. Some girl runs over and like during the middle of the performance to Sebastian, the Snacks says, I need to get your Snapchat. And he's like, gives her a Snapchat. And she's like, she's a freshman. He's a sophomore. She's a freshman. I'm not interested in a freshman. I'm like, dude, it's like so stupid.
Yeah.
Are you so
happens.
Stupid? The difference when we're younger and older between 1 year, it's like,
oh, yeah.
She's a freshman. It's way
oh,
too
it's
young.
Fine.
Like,
it's fine. I mess with
so
juniors
dumb.
Now. It's
nope.
different.
Chip, I don't need to hear all this in front of your dad.
Where's your dad?
I don't
need
to hear about this
if your grades don't touch, you don't touch.
I don't want to hear about all this in front of your dad.
Hey, Dad.
You're going to go over the top on the mic and regret it.
I can promise. Yeah.
John did it this
yeah,
morning.
It's a long
John, what'd you say?
It's a long ride home to Pearland. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a long
you know, I brought you out there it. Because we were supposed to have fun, but you went way over the top, Alyssa.
How? Just because I'm roasting you on live radio does not mean that I'm going over the top,
you're not
sir.
Roasting me. You're not roasting me.
I don't know. She's
checking Twitter she's trying to see what they're saying about me.
Who's
no,
got,
pull
who's,
up the grades.
Who's got this one scored, Alyssa, like 12 to 2?
Lance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lance needs to retire. John Alyssa with Dell is the new
yes,
show.
Yes, I love Dell. I miss Dell. Get off of here. I miss Dell.
I do, too. Get on the mic, Dell. Take
all
it away
right, come
from
back.
Him. I miss Dell, too.
All right.
There. Bye. Get her off the head.
Bye, Alyssa, everybody. Alyssa.
Just scream from over there.
Wait, what is it?
No, I'm not
no,
doing it
No, she's going to pull back.
That's what I did.
Him.
You didn't count. I didn't try to hit her with it.
She dabbed him.
You missed on a great opportunity to dab on me.
CJ. Will Anderson, we forgot that as a blessing. Brooks, yeah. Van Vliet,
Tank
Guider,
Dell.
And
Tank
Daniela
Dell.
Guzman. Daniela Guzman's been here, Art, okay?
Tank Dell.
Tank Dell is another blessing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tank Dell was a blessing until Bobby Slowick took him away from us.
Jeremy Pena?
Not so much this year.
No, it's just,
not so much
I was just heat checking it.
Yeah. Good, clean fun for the whole family. Get on over here to Nick's place and start drinking.
Yeah.
Let's go. We are live at Nick's for the Christmas party. In a half hour, Jeremy Piven's going to be joining
Jeremy
us
Jeremy Piven will join us.
That's going to be nice, yeah.
He's going to be at the Improv this weekend, so you can make sure and buy tickets
yep.
and catch his stand-up comedy. Something to find something else to do during the holidays if you've been blown out trying to get your Christmas taken care of. Are you all taken care of?
I'm all taken care of.
You know, my wife told me, she said, I just want to do Christmas where – we just take our own money and buy our own stuff. She saw something on Reels. And she said, where this girl said the best way is you just buy, everyone buys their own stuff, then you wrap it, and you open it up, and you share it with everyone in the family saying, this is a little something like, this is what I bought for myself. And she said, this is the way we need to do things. And I said, I don't know about that. I said, just tell me what you want, and I'll buy it. And she said, I don't want you buying stuff for me. I know what I want. I said, then just tell me what you want, and I'll buy it. That's what John does for Wendy.
Yeah.
You think you don't buy stuff like without
sometimes
her.
I do, but do? Mostly it's.
But she acts appreciative.
She tells
probably.
Frankie, and Frankie tells me. That's pretty much
she
it.
She acts appreciative, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't say, like, this is just more crap in the house.
My wife, if you buy her a pair of socks, she's like, oh, this is the greatest gift anyone ever gave me.
Yeah.
She loves that.
That's good.
And you know what? So I try to buy her a lot of cheap crap.
You know what? Brian says he's thankful for the saying of the year, the coin has spoken.
Oh, thank you, Brian. What are you grateful for this year? You can tweet us. We don't. You know what we never use? The text line. You know that?
I know.
The other shows actually use that.
I know. We don't use
We don't. You can tweet us, and if you're on Twitch, you should be here. Because Twitch all – how many of you watch on Twitch? How many watch on Twitch?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, there were – So there were
I know those two dudes.
A bunch of Twitchers. My son-in-law wants to meet you guys because he says a lot of you are real a-holes. Okay? Okay, the stuff that you say is really, really awful. And he wants to meet y'all. So we'll I'll show you to him when he gets here. We are live at Nick's place. Get on over here because it is filling up and Alyssa's here. 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Come on by and hang out with us. But first, John Daspit.
Yeah, the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit works, passionately pursues justice for the injured. It's something that he's been doing for years now. Started off at Fulbright Jaworski. Like, he's a big-time lawyer and did his law school, did undergraduate at Texas, got 2 degrees there, then got his law degree at University of Houston. And he is, he is fighting for people who have been injured through no fault of their own at the workplace, out on the roadways and the water. It can be any number of places, just out at some establishment where something has gone wrong. People have been injured, gone to the hospital, gone to the doctor's office, had to deal with surgeries or hospitalizations, loss of life. You know, he's going to fight for you, and he's going to get the maximum settlement because the insurance companies are over there trying to squeeze you, and John Daspit's going the other way. He's trying to make sure that you get the compensation that you deserve for an injury that wasn't even your own fault. Let John Daspit fight for you. 713, call now. It's an easy number to remember. He did it on purpose. 713, call now. That's 713, call now, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Oh, it's going down at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's Christmas party at Nick's place. Man, I just saw something a grown man should never have to witness. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
With John and Lance.
You'll do it, Alyssa?
Alyssa,
will you try to win?
Are you...
No, she won't try to win.
Are we back?
Welcome back.
You're lying.
Welcome back here live on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live at Next Place, 2713 Rocky.
Give yourself a hand, guys. How about this?
I'm telling you, this entire side is full. So if you're in your car, you're missing it. You got to get here in a hurry. Standing room only for Jeremy Piven, who's going to be here in about a half hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But this is just good, clean fun. We couldn't get anybody to get – is anybody going to do the eggnog chug this year? Who's going to do the eggnog chug this year? I got one right here. We need at least two. All right?
Oh, that's a champ. Did
that's
you throw
a
up?
Champ. Did you throw up?
Exactly didn't. So we got to do
because
more.
Courtney, she won't let make him drink a gallon.
God forbid.
It's a half a gallon, and it's light eggnog. That's terrible. We need
you can't
puking.
Even, you can't get people to eat cupcakes. You think you're going to get more than one person for
you guys
have gotten dollars.
Soft. Remember when we used to do pass rush drills? Like, I think that's the guy that got his wrist broken one time.
Courtney shows sure. soft.
But we had pass rush drills
Courtney
in the rain.
Soft. She agrees with load management. Okay?
I know.
So do they.
She's the coordinator.
Either.
She's the Kawhi Leonard of Christmas party organizers.
Yeah.
Just sitting it out, not making people throw up. How about when we used to do pass rushing drills when it was raining outside the Knicks and people fell? And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We scraped up arms.
Where's the kickoff?
He didn't come. Klein didn't come today.
How do we not do a kickoff
Wait,
today?
Klein didn't come. What do you want me to do? Drag him out of bed?
He's protesting.
Who can't kick a football?
No, it's a Klein thing.
You got to have the earrings. You got to have it all.
No, you got people diving on the concrete.
Yeah, we did that every year. They were all here in time for it. That's for sure. Everybody got here early. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming out. We are here live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. What we're thankful for this year. What are we least thankful for this year? What's some of the crap that happened this year? Oh, the Rangers.
Inflation.
Oh.
The Rangers went in a World Series,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, that was the worst.
That probably wins.
I didn't even see the World Series. I have no idea. Did they win? I have no idea.
The Josh Christopher video.
They suck.
No, that was great.
The Josh Christopher video wasn't great.
I was thankful.
The what?
I wasn't thankful.
That was a great video.
The Jalen and Josh friendship video from high school. That wasn't my favorite thing.
Tank Dell's injury.
Yeah.
Tank Dell's injury was CJ's injury.
Rafael Montero.
Well, play. Bagwell signings.
Bagwell's
reign of terror.
His 2-week reign of terror.
Yeah.
College football committee. That's fine with it.
Well, not
good.
I mean, if you're Florida State, I get that, but
that's a bad thing.
What's up, Chase? Hey, Wade, what up, baby? Canstead and Dublin are on the house. 975 dip. Who dips here? Who dips? Raise your hand. You're gross. Stop it. Get 975dip.com. Get there. Come on. Stop that. You're killing yourself. Okay.
I'm really thankful for, and I know this feels like a Thanksgiving, but you and Dell, I mean, such great friends. Three guys, good friends. Don't touch me. Can we hold it, guys?
No. Not doing that.
No, don't touch me.
We're not holding hands.
Why are you so far away?
Because I don't want you touching me.
Yeah. Every time we go out.
And you know what? Everybody, the first three people to come up and give Dell a hug during the break,
yes.
I'm buying you a drink. All right? But it's got to be a good. I see you with the legalized marijuana shirt on. He's coming up for the hug. He's already smoothed out.
Hey, it's not illegal. You can stop wearing that. Okay?
Well, in this state it is.
Not really. It's a misdemeanor. There's no – unless you got pounds of it. Okay, slow down. Get a lid and you'll be fine.
All right. So once again, three good chest-to-chest hugs on Dell or chest-to-back.
I'm just letting you know the term of the beer he buys you is worth it. Just understand what comes your way if you try. That's all.
So when we go out to different remotes, I'm sitting there and Lance comes up. Okay, let's do the show like this.
That's
gross.
Well, that's because Dell puts us so close together.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we don't need that. So I always got to get over here.
So the Texans, they're playing the Browns. I don't. It feels like there's not. I don't. Why are we not talking more about this game? It's just because CJ Stroud's not playing. This is a huge game.
It is a huge game, but you like him this week?
Well, I don't not like him. I mean, I don't know why you're afraid of Joe Flacco.
I'm not afraid of Joe Flacco. I'm afraid of Myles Garrett. Although,
yeah,
did you see this stat?
I'm scared of Myles Garrett, too.
Did you see this stat? They have faced each other 28 times.
Who, Tunsil?
Tunsil and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
In the last, I think, 3 years, they faced each other 28 times on passes where they were one-on-one.
Yeah.
He's got one sack and one hurry.
Yeah, this just in. Laremy Tunsil's pretty good.
Yeah, but he hasn't been playing all that great this year.
Laremy Tunsil's a good tackle. He's one of the best in the league. And Myles Garrett rushes in a certain way. If you're going to try to beat him with power, if you're going to try to just beat him around the edge, Tunsil's pretty good at that. It's the twists and stuff like that that bother Tunsil. He actually – now, I'm not saying that he's not going to go get one this week. But I also don't think – you know what? Actually, there was a ton of sacks last week, right, with the Texans had 7 sacks and the Titans had 4. I think you're going to see an intentional effort to get the ball out pretty quick by Case Keenum. I don't think there's any chance that Case is hanging on the ball.
Yeah,
because they know what they're up against.
The good news is Nico is back.
Yeah, Nico's back.
That's really, really good news.
It's great news.
And Noah Brown was great, right?
Right.
Hey, Noah Brown was great last week.
It was good,
Schultz
yeah.
is there.
Yeah.
They should be able to be okay, but nobody does well against the Browns defense. So well, why do you think that they can?
Because the Browns offense, I watched them last week against the Bears. I think the Texans defense is better than the Bears defense. And I think they'll have trouble. I think that I think it's going to be loud. I think it'll be pretty loud in
have
the
you
stadium.
Seen the Texans against mediocre quarterbacks?
Are you worried about a Christmas Eve? Yeah, they weren't great against the Jets.
They were,
but they were against Will Levis.
The Panthers.
They were against Will Levis.
The Panthers.
What
the
about
Jets?
Most, what about Will Levis?
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Well, and actually Baker turned into it. But they've been really, really bad against bad quarterbacks.
How scared can he be against everybody?
Wait a minute.
I like the Texans to beat the Browns.
Against Ritter, they lost. They lost against Bryce Young. They lost against...
okay, so I know all that. So what are you saying is going to happen then?
They were terrible against
so
Zach
you're
Wilson.
You're expecting them to lose?
I don't expect them to win.
Okay, then you
what's
expect
your,
them to lose.
What's your middle initial? John? Is it P?
No, it's
are
not
you John P. Granato?
No.
Because you sound okay. like a P.
What's a P stand for, Del?
I can't say it. Alyssa's in the house. I can't say it.
John P. Granato?
It's yeah. J.
For, sure?
Yeah, juggernaut. Mm. Yeah, that's what it stands for.
I got another J word, but
no, I'm sorry. Without CJ, with this defense,
they're on a street free agent. Joe Flacco's
do
a
we,
street
yeah,
free
do we
agent.
Think, do we think Joe Flacco what has beyond like three good games in him? Do we think?
No,
isn't that the backup quarterback?
Joe rule? Flacco made two big throws last week. He did not have a good game.
The rule is you get three games out of a backup.
Yeah, he's at not, most.
If you're lucky, yeah.
At most, and the Texans defense is much better
okay.
than some of the defenses they've been
in
facing.
In his three games, he's thrown for 374, 311, and 254.
How many interceptions has he thrown?
Seven
for?
And five.
All right.
He went through it yesterday.
Yeah. Seven and five.
Seven and five.
And he's been kicking it. I mean, they're good. Listen, this is for Coach of the Year honors. This is for Coach of the Year honors. Could Flacco win Comeback Player of the Year?
No, not in this short of time frame.
No.
DeMar Hamlin
we know
already
DeMar
won.
Hamlin's winning
the guy
that award.
Had a heart attack on the field
and died
and came back. He's
winning.
They've already
it.
Given him the award.
But what has he done?
Doesn't matter.
He came back to
Are
play
you,
football. It's
you
over.
Sure you want to say that out loud?
Keep going.
Yeah. No, you're about to be canceled.
I caught it for my Kobe.
What has he done?
All right.
Just come back from a heart
survive
attack.
Death?
Survive death on the field?
Just because Kobe died doesn't mean you have to like him
got
now.
Got hit in the perfect place at the perfect time. To
DeMar Hamlin isn't – DeMar Hamlin doesn't have
and
Kobe.
And just because DeMar Hamlin had a heart
oh,
attack
no.
doesn't mean
oh,
he's
no.
the best player oh, this no. year.
He's a comeback player.
It's not
player.
The best player. It's a
he's
comeback,
a comeback player.
Player.
Baker Mayfield's a comeback player.
If you
player.
Come back
– Yeah, he should be.
He should be.
He should be, yeah.
He's outplayed everything that everybody
they should
thought.
Have a – I can't believe you made it back from that award and a comeback player award.
I can't
award.
Believe you made it back from
that's
suck.
DeMar. No, I can't believe you made it back from that as DeMar Hamlin. Like, wow, what a tribute you are. You win this SB. I can't believe you made it back from that on-field death.
Yes.
Now, you're the comeback player of the year, though, Baker. Wow, to come back from what you've been doing to actually become a relevant starter again is incredible.
Well,
yeah, he should win
the
that
way
award.
Trevor Lawrence reacted to his ankle sprain. I can't believe he came back from that death, okay?
It was,
and he
has. It was dramatic.
It was a picture. Oh, why me?
He milked
why
it.
Me?
And he played last
and
week
then he walked,
and lost.
And then he walked back to,
well, yeah, he has sucked
to his locker
then.
Room.
He has really sucked since then, if you want to know the truth. Anyway, what do you say? We got laundry baskets. We're going to who can do the best laundry is we're going to play next, okay? Hey, it's a bunch of guys here, Courtney. We're not doing laundry, okay?
No, I remember this one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to crinkle up the ball and make the baskets, right? We're going to play basket, but you got to drink while you're doing it, right? All right. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. We're pretty full, but, man, there's plenty of room in Europe, and you know, there's standing room
oh, you
only
can just
here.
Stand right there.
Let's
yeah,
go.
Fine.
There's
Come
plenty
on by.
Of room for you to get here
Come on
and
by.
Hang out with us at Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge. Right now, Craig the Surf. I wish he was here.
Yeah, hopefully he can make it out, actually. He is out in Angleton, out past Pearland, and it's an easy trip to get out to him. He's a lot of fun. He's a guy who's been a listener for well over 20 years, since the 610 days. He has been a big supporter since the 1560 days, and Craig the Surf is awesome. I consider him a personal friend. He's somebody who's a personal friend with many in the in the baseball organization here locally. He's had cars. He got cars for Carlos Correa's family, Jose Altuve, so much more. I had Troy Snitker's truck the other day. Troy Snitker's iPhone was Bluetooth to the truck that I was using when they gave me a loaner car. So the Astros, I know, a lot of them end up going out there and getting vehicles from him because he has the best prices, the best customer service, and the best trade-in value. They want deals, too, the same way that you do, and you're going to get it. His name is Craig DeServe. His company is Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, the very best in terms of what you will find when it comes to prices, selection, and service. Head on out to Angleton or go to LandZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
Don't forget, driver and car have to be equally good to win, so do your best job.
I'll do the best job of driving I can.
Hey, if you're headed to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's Christmas party at Nick's Place, Klein's Jewelers is totally on the way. Just saying. Now, back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios and your host, John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell out here. Sean's back in studio. And we got our Christmas party going on here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge.
Cheers.
We got a full house. Jeremy Piven is on his way here. Can't wait to see him. He'll be here shortly. Go in the back and grab a T-shirt, an ESPN T-shirt, for showing up here today. We got all kinds of games going on. This one is you got to chug a beer, right? And then you crumple up a magazine pages, and you make baskets into these little baskets
as
here.
As many as you
and
can.
And whoever has the most wins a $50 gift card to Valencia's. All right, so who's our contestants? What's your name? Todd?
Ty.
He's got a Christmas sweater. It's Christmas, Biaz.
Hold on. He's not
only
shooting
the bad
over
word.
There.
And he's got deer doing bad things to each
Hold
other.
Hold on, Court. Alyssa, don't look at that.
Alyssa, this is not something we need.
You have 2 minutes. How far away are we?
We got
this guy's right next to the basket.
No, I told him where to be. That guy is
all right. We got legalized marinara. I thought it was marijuana.
Oh, I did
it's
too.
Marinara.
Hey. Legalized. Oh.
Right on. I made the gravy last night. It was delicious.
It's
okay?
Just sauce.
Legalized
You're
marinara.
You're not Italian, though. Yeah.
Nah.
I thought you might be. The Moors came through.
Don't,
you know what I'm saying?
0 for 3.
Wow.
That's right. What's your name?
Lidge.
Like Brad Lidge.
Brad Lidge. Brad Lidge?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
John.
And we got the people actually wear Texans gear now. How about that?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Roy.
John, you
we
know,
can wear our Texas. They're kind of like Longhorn fans. They're all Longhorned up now.
You don't want to drop what's your real name on him?
No. Lidge could be his real name. It could be Lidjo. Okay,
See?
There we go. Like Lizzo, only
exactly. Less
only,
abusive?
Only Lidjo.
Only less
only
abusive.
Skinnier.
Yeah. She likes marinara,
well,
too. Lizzo likes marinara.
I know. She does a lot. Okay. She doesn't wear
yeah, we
a shirt.
All do.
She just has marinara all over.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So,
my own.
All right, you're too close. All right, he's going back there. All right, are you marked? Okay, first we want to see you chug. Marks, set, go.
Got to finish whole thing, right?
All right, they're chugging now. All right, let's see who finishes first.
Oh,
he got
Lidge's.
He got a
2 minutes.
Is that legal to have a can?
No.
All right, tied first. Yep, that's gone.
It's legal to have a
can? Okay, so now he's got to rip it up, and he's got to toss them in there. He's ripping them all up first.
You're over there. Oh, that's a strategy.
That's a strategy. I'm going to rip them all at once like Roy. Well, that's just one, though, you got.
Attaboy, Roy.
Or
Attaboy,
is that,
Roy. One.
Is that six pages because he ripped up
no,
six?
No, you can only do one.
No, it's
like
only
counts
one.
As one. Yeah.
One ball is one.
Yeah.
All right.
What are the rules, Courtney?
It's one at a time.
Ty.
One.
Nice job. All right.
Two.
Nice,
I got Roy. Two on Roy.
You got Roy? Well,
you
we got a punch over here.
So what are they playing for?
That's because he's 3 feet away.
Terrible. Yeah, I know. You got to back up a little bit.
He's drinking cans and shooting from layups.
Nicely done, Roy.
Three.
Hey, they're pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Except that one,
Is
Lidge.
This easy?
That sucked. That was terrible.
Is this easy? This
Nicely
this
done, boys.
Easy.
We got it going on.
Six.
What's the time?
1 minute.
One more minute? Oh, we already had too many minutes on this.
Okay. 30 seconds.
This is longer than we needed already. 30 seconds.
Do a finishing beer.
Let's go. And now you got to chug. a 12-pack. Ready? Hey, you 15. Can't be drunk all Christmas unless you start in the morning.
Oh, no,
that
Roy.
Was terrible, Roy.
Oh, no, Roy.
Come on, Roy.
He's a Jalen Green.
Roy feeling the pressure.
All right.
Oh, Dylan Brooks.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, Ty. Looks like, I don't know, Ty might win this one.
5 right. for Roy.
How many did Ty end up with?
Not 11. Ty wins.
11.
Ty,
what did Lidge get?
Lidge.
You got a free beer.
I like the shirt.
You got a free beer. Congratulations.
I like the
shirt, Ty. What does Ty win?
4?
I like the shirt. Ty and Lidge win shirts of the day.
I mean, look.
Congratulations.
That guy kind of cheated, but at the same time, he was more accurate than you.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
He was like Steph shooting from college 3.
We are live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Hurry up and get here if you want to see Jeremy Piven. He's going to be here for, I think, about a half an hour.
Yeah.
He's got to go to Channel 26
do a little TV.
Today to hang out. He is one of many, many comedians that we've had here. Nick's Place is like the haven for comedians.
You know how I know?
Nick, you should have.
The trellis on the roof is what everyone always recognizes. Yes. Like, everyone, when they come in next, they're like, what's...
What kind of ceiling
so
is
he
this?
Is he going to grow ivy up there, or what's going on here?
Like, no, well,
don't worry about it.
Remember when they had all the flags up there?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were all filthy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
There's
was
so
that
much
was gross.
You can do with that. Hey, by round of applause, this is something I'm curious about. There was a big argument on Astro Twitter last year about the most popular Houston Astro. And I'm very curious. I think I know the answer, but I'm gonna save the best for last, I think. All right. If your favorite Astro, by round of applause, your favorite Astro is Alex Bregman. Okay.
Wow.
The New Mexico.
Yordan
Alvarez.
All right, you don't get to vote for somebody else now because that's your favorite.
Kyle Tucker. King Tuck.
Kyle Tucker's your best? All right,
Justin Verlander. Framber Valdez.
We all know.
Hold on. Alyssa, Jeremy Pena. No?
Rafael Montero.
No, don't. Don't do that. Phil Maton. Jose Altuve.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
I actually thought Yordan was going to catch more votes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Altuve is your favorite. That can't. I mean, you only got one favorite. That's
all right, all-time favorite Rocket, Tracy McGrady.
James Harden.
No, that's okay to say James Harden. Clyde Drexler. Akeem Olajuwon. I mean, so it's Akeem. It's not Otis Thorpe.
Your favorite Texan.
It's J.J. Watt.
Matt Schaub.
Okay. Matt Schaub, Deshaun Watson,
Arian Foster,
Tony Boselli.
Can I point something
Laramie
out?
Laramie Tunsil, J.J. Watt.
You know you.
It's like Watt. It's just Watt dream.
Just for the future. You know you two don't have to yell. There's a speaker.
Oh.
Don't yell.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can just talk.
Yeah.
Just talk.
J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah. Laramie Tunsil.
There you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
The speaker, they can hear, and that helps everyone who's listening.
You call embarrassing us in front of our friends?
Yeah. You're embarrassing me.
You could have done that.
I set this thing up and you forgot there's a speaker.
I know. We don't have to scream.
You don't have to yell.
Can hear me.
Well, now, just speak.
I'm speaking right now.
Okay.
It's obvious. It's obvious with all of them.
I mean, it's super obvious, isn't it?
Now you can't even hear him at all.
Hey, Steph Stradley made it. Chance made it.
Hi, guys.
The old 15-60 crease here, Steph Stradley.
Oh, it is back in the day.
And Steph Stradley actually continued to back the Texans and go to games when they were.
Dustin and sources. It's everybody's here. And Alyssa's here, everybody. Big hand for Alyssa showing up today here. Congratulations.
Dez is here.
All right, Dad's here.
Dez is here.
Yeah. Who?
Our friend Dez, who usually
Dez
makes
here.
Jello shots.
Hi, Dez.
But
can
she didn't have to make Jello shots.
Dez,
year.
Can you laugh for us? No? I haven't said anything funny
so
in
John,
years. Okay, Jeremy Piven's come. He's
so
funny.
So, John, listen to this. I was at the week before last, I ended up at a concert with Dez. She wasn't at the concert. We went to a concert. Then we went to a bar where Dez was. Then we ended up having Vietnamese food, Mai's, until like 2:30 in the morning. I pulled a John Granato move.
Oh, nice. That's a nice day.
Forever. When's the last time you were at a food place that wasn't a Waffle House that had like the place was completely packed at 2 in the morning?
It was packed?
Oh, Mai's Vietnamese is completely packed.
Really?
In the waiting for tables after 1 o'clock at night.
That's great. Yeah. Well, that's where all the druggies go. That's good.
The druggies are drunk, or when you're
both.
Well,
all
you
of want them.
To, well, you know, after you go out and you have a nice night.
Yeah, when the bar's closed, that's a good place. All right, we're gonna take a break.
It's about five.
We hope Jeremy will show up here relatively shortly. But we are at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. We want you to come on by and hang out with us for the Christmas party. I'm talking about my bookie who bet on them Rams last night, okay? If you bet on them Rams, we want some money. And the Rams are pretty good. Listen, you know who's going to win. Okay, if you really like the Texans, you're going to bet on the Texans this weekend. Go ahead. You do that at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It is the best. It's the best place to play, win, and get paid. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie. You get a bonus for signing up. You got to put in promo code BET975. You get bonuses all the time. They're going to throw bets at you, free bets, and that's awesome. I can't tell you how many times. Here's a $25 free bet for you on this game or that game, the national championship or the Super Bowl or something. They're going to give you some kind of a bonus bet. They've got crazy odds that you can win with. You can get out of parlays early. There's all kinds of great stuff at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look at these Christmas decorations.
She got me this little mug with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.